Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As manufacturing and labor demands keep rising, so do workplace-related injuries. Last year alone, there were over 2.6 million recorded cases of workplace injuries in the U.S. A workplace injury can leave you in terrible pain, unable to work, and overwhelmed with medical bills and expenses. If you've been seriously injured at work, call the Texas Law Guns today and get the professional legal help that you need. Call the Texas Law Guns anytime, any day, at 512-8000. That's 512-800-0000.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Accountability. You know why I don't have high hopes for accountability? It's because a select few, like me, are the ones out there pushing for accountability. I mean, how many people do you see out there, just in your day-to-day lives, who are like, man, somebody ought to pay a price for example, the massively terrible economy, the open borders, the massively terrible foreign policy? How many of you think that people ought to pay a price for that? Now, some of those are policy decisions. And those who are in government will say, hey, man, you elected this. You voted for it and you elected this. So take it. If you have buyer's remorse, guess what? No remedies. There's no remedy other than the next election. I think, now, provided the elections are fair and free, and judging by what's happening in Arizona, I don't know that's happening in certain areas of the country. But I can understand, look, if you get a policy that harms you, well, stupid us for allowing that individual who took that policy and implemented it. Hopefully the country isn't destroyed and we can do an about face. That is different than what I've been talking about. There is a certain set of guarantees, and this is what I get so pissed off about inside of GovEd, because they put a de-emphasis on this. They do not teach our children about the rights that they have under the Constitution and the chains on the government the Constitution represents. They don't teach it. So we have generations of people who are being brought up ignorant of their rights, ignorant of what government should be allowed to do to you. Let me give you an example. What if tomorrow the federal government or somebody inside the federal government denied you your 13th Amendment rights? The 13th Amendment, pop quiz, hot shot. What is the 13th Amendment? The 13th Amendment passed Congress January 31st, 1865, ratified on December 6th, 1865. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. What if somebody in government decided they wanted to enslave somebody else? Latino, blacks, whites, whatever. What if they just said, you know what? We're going to do it. Now, there may be some state laws that would punish somebody for undertaking slavery. In preparation for this podcast, I actually kind of looked this up. There is, for example, a penal code, section 181, entitled Slavery in California. California law punishes the crime of slavery under penal code section 181. Any person who does the following is guilty of slavery: holds or attempts to hold a person involuntary servitude, and they go down this whole list. Examples of slavery, yada, 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 yada. So it's a violation of a penal code, and you can get slapped with some punishment for that. What if I was to tell you that there is no punishment for violation of the other amendments, like the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, violating somebody's free speech rights? Of course, we know about how the law tries to get around the Second Amendment denial that a lot of these left-wing states are undertaking, saying that, well, those are just modifications. Those are just tweaks. That's not a complete denial of someone's right of self-defense under the Second Amendment. But you understand my point, folks. There are certain amendments to the United States Constitution that, in state laws at least, there's some sort of remedy. But there are no federal remedies to those in the federal government who violate our federal constitutional rights. If somebody wants to steal your right of self-defense, they can do so with impunity. If somebody wants to steal your right to freely express your religion or freely express your point of view, the First Amendment has no avenging angel. If the government, as we found out in the Twitter files, if the government decides they want to silence your free speech, they can do so with impunity. And I'm sick and tired of that. I think we need to change that. And I'm fairly confident, because the federal government is loathed to rein itself in, because the majority up there is a bunch of power-hungry freaks, that it's up to the states to start passing laws to punish the federal government when the federal government abridges our rights under the United States Constitution. The Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton, joins me in this discussion coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, I had to recently visit New York. It was some business I had to take care of. It was unavoidable. But while I was there, I still had to keep all my appointments and all our interviews. And so a scheduled interview that I had with the Attorney General of the great state of Texas still needed to happen. So we conducted it from the New York studios of Newsmax. And this is how our conversation went. I want to welcome to the program the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Sir, Merry Christmas. Welcome back.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Glad you're in New York and not me. I'm in Texas.
Amen, brother. Look, I there's so much I've got to talk with you about. Let's start with the Twitter files. As you know, former FBI lawyer Jim Baker, instrumental in the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story on Twitter. And now we're getting information that government officials were responsible for the suppression of that on Twitter. And we also have links from past stories from Facebook with the Biden White House. Here's my question. If government is responsible for facilitating the stealing of constitutionally guaranteed rights, what recourse do we, the people, have?
So, obviously, violation of the First Amendment. And, of course, they're hiding behind these corporations saying, well, these are corporate actions. These are not government actions. The reality is a lot of these platforms are monopolistic. And second, the government, as we can see with Facebook and potentially Twitter, was influencing decisions and encouraging the deprivation of our First Amendment rights. The challenge we have is we can go after it. We can sue them over a First Amendment violation. Usually what you end up with some type of injunction where they can't, they have to stop, but there's usually no great penalty for violating somebody's First Amendment rights and other rights. So I think that's something our lawmakers need to start thinking about. How can we provide, there needs to be a downside for these companies participating with the government, and for government officials for acting in ways that are in violation of our rights.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen on the national level, because Congress is worthless and becoming more and more worthless by the day. So these actions are going to have to happen inside of the states. Folks, I also want to point out, and Attorney General Paxton, if you agree or disagree, I have been told by those with law experience and those with law enforcement experience that if a government entity like the FBI or a police department says, look, I'm going to need your business, or I'm going to need you personally to do something for an investigation, does that not confer the the label of government asset upon you, and then thus your actions become reflective of the government. Is that not true?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it's definitely a new strategy by the government, by the federal government, by the Biden administration. I don't know that we've seen it very often in the country, and I definitely agree with your assessment that, yeah, this is government action, and they're just using the cover of corporate America to do their unconstitutional dirty work.
You are most likely the expert on Barack Hussein Obama, of opposing Barack Hussein Obama and his minions in government, because you actually defined your career by trying to protect Texans from Barack Hussein Obama. So he perfected this strategy that you and I are talking about, which is, I'm going to break the law, I'm going to break the Constitution, and I'm going to dare you to sue me. And then I'm going to do my damage, and then when I get the injunctive relief, or the people get the injunctive relief to tell me to stop, I say, oh, my bad, and then I start plotting my next abridgment of the Constitution and the rule of law. I think that's what has to stop. There has to be a disincentive that says, oh, Barack Hussein Obama, if you're going to steal Americans' rights, then you will pay a personal price for doing that. Isn't that something we must start doing?
No, I absolutely agree, because you're right. That's the strategy. And the challenge is, then we have to stop them every time they do it. We have to have the resources. We have to put the effort in. We have to find it. And they know that some of these things we'll get through, won't catch them all. We'll get in certain courts who may say, fine, you can do whatever you want. And so there's a lot of upside for them, and there's virtually no downside. So they lose a case, we stop them. And then you're right. They just like immigration, they just keep changing it just a little bit, and then we're back to the same fight, essentially, just a little different twist on how they're doing it. And that's got to stop.
Attorney General Ken Paxton, our guest right now here on the Chris Salcedo Show. How do we handle that in Texas? And I know you're probably going to be speaking with lawmakers, and there are struggle. There's a lot of things we got to do in Texas. So we've got to right our own ship in Texas, and then we've got to protect our citizens from an overreaching, unaccountable federal government. If you were going to recommend, because you were in the legislature too, if you're going to recommend language or a consequence in the states for these actions, what would you suggest?
You know, it's a great question. I don't have an answer yet. That's something worth thinking through right now, because obviously we're in all these fights every day trying to stop them from doing exactly what you're saying. And it's a challenge, because the federal government has certain abilities under their constitutional role to do things. When they start violating them, the founders really never, I don't know, they didn't seem to anticipate a federal government that would just continue to do that. And I think what they said was, in the Declaration of Independence, then you have a right to reform your government in a way that they recognize your inalienable rights. So we're going to have to start thinking fairly drastically about how we do that. What the language of that is, I'm not sure yet.
Right.
But I do know that we have these rights. They're not from the government. When the government abuses those on a consistent basis, we have a right to reform that government in a way that addresses that and allows us to continue with our rights.
Now, the critics of what you and I are talking about will say, well, that's what elections are for. When it comes to guys like Mitch McConnell or John Cornyn, that's what elections are for. Here's the issue, that in a two-year span, a four-year span, two-year span for members of Congress, four-year span for these presidential folks who get into the Oval Office, and then 6 years for senators, you can do a hell of a lot of damage and usurp a lot of rights of the American people in those times if the only remedy is an election. So doesn't there need to be accountability in between election days to sit there and say, well, if you, for example, if you're a member of government and you steal somebody's First Amendment rights of free speech, there needs to be a price paid. Now, I'm thinking monetary, or what about starting here? And maybe we start on this in Texas, because Lord knows we have individuals in these blue sectors in Harris County and Travis County and Dallas County where they are gearing towards stealing people's right of the vote. Right. And they are geared toward suppressing the vote. And there's a lot of cases working right now because of this. What about we start with a lifelong ban? If you're found guilty, a lifelong ban on serving in any government capacity.
You know what? I'm open to it. And I think that's something they should at least discuss in the legislative level and vote on and decide whether we're going to stand up now or whether we're going to wait. The problem with waiting, as you know, is they are encroaching daily. And their fight is to literally strip us of our constitutional rights. It's clear to me that that's what they're doing.
Right.
And obviously that's unacceptable. That's not the way this country was set up. And we are given remedies in reforming our government, and we need to address that at the state level if we can address it at the federal level.
Attorney General Paxton, what could go wrong when you put a guy who has never had any medical experience whatsoever in charge of Health and Human Services? We're speaking of a loudmouth leftist Latino by the name of Javier Becerra. And Mr. Becerra has no experience in health, but he is a socialist and he is a Marxist. And that's what qualifies him in the eyes of Beijing Biden to run that department. Fox News is reporting that Republican senators are accusing DHS and of knowingly transferring illegal alien children to known criminals. And this is according to a whistleblower claim. What has your office discovered about this?
So we have recently received documents. Look, within the last couple of days, we're looking at those documents right now and trying to assess whether we have credible evidence and of exactly what you're talking about. Now, the frustrating part of an investigation for us is that the way our laws are structured in Texas, which I think should be changed, is it's only local DAs that can prosecute. If we found something, we'd have to refer it to a local DA and hope that one of the DAs that we refer it to would pick it up. And that's something, another issue I think the legislature should address. We need a backup system if we have local DAs who are Soros-funded, which clearly some of them are, who would never prosecute anything like this.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, folks. And, of course, the Attorney General is making reference to the criminals in the Criminal Court of Appeals. And I call them criminals because the ruling they made that the Attorney General cannot enforce laws like election laws, absolutely patently absurd. And every one of those individuals need to be impeached that voted in the affirmative for that. Probably a different discussion for a different day. But Mr. Attorney General, some of these criminals that these illegal alien children are being released to are known sex offenders, known sex traffickers. So let's just say for argument's sake, you don't get a remedy in the legislature right away, and the Criminal Court of Appeals continues to be on the side of breaking the law. Wouldn't you be able to show up in the town of that district attorney and say, hey, look, let's just say it's Dallas, for example. Look, Let 'Em Go Crusoe is running interference for child predators. And wouldn't you be able to crank up the pressure that way and force them to do their job?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing that we've done in Texas on the border. It hasn't actually solved the problem, but it certainly has highlighted the hypocrisy when Governor Abbott started sending buses to these sanctuary cities that were so keen on the idea of having protection for illegals until they actually got a few. And so I think we definitely, if we have the evidence, that we definitely need to speak out in some of these counties where we're trying to get prosecutions done of really heinous stuff if it's shown to be true.
Mm-hmm. And how much work is, I know you've got a rather full plate coming out of election. What are some of your big priorities coming into the new year that you really want to, so long as the Criminal Court of Appeals, you know, stays the hell out of your way? What are some of the big priorities that you're going to be working on?
Well, that's the number one thing I'm working on, because election integrity, if we don't fix that, if the Criminal Court of Appeals gets their way, we lose Texas. So we're going to fight in the legislature to pass new legislation, and then we're going to have elections in 2 years, and hopefully we can unseat some of these guys that are trying to participate in allowing voter fraud. Second, we've noticed the shift in the Biden administration. You have done all this stuff with illegal immigration, and we've been fighting them tooth and nail. I think their move now is towards energy and environmental, and trying to strip our ability to be energy independent and to, you know, basically regulate out any type of oil and gas production, any type of fossil fuel, and move us to unreliable really expensive sources of energy. So we're going to be fighting on that front, I'm pretty sure, over the next 2 years at least. And then finally, we have a lot of big tech lawsuits against Google. We have a Twitter lawsuit. We have a Facebook lawsuit. And those are battles we have to win, or we're going to lose the ability to have our ideas in a platform where people can actually see them.
Now, last thing I have for you, because, and it's a shame that we have to go this route. We've had some election issues in the state of Texas. The last legislative session, there were some nips and some tucks that helped us discover a lot of Democrat malfeasance in this state, in particular in Harris County. But you know of these cases. You know what happened in Dallas, that there was what Matt Rinaldi is calling, it looks like a hack, is what he says. All indications are it was a hack. But the hack didn't change any votes. The hack was designed to cover for something going on in Central Count, right? So you've got that going on right now. And I know that the Texas GOP is suing over that, trying to get to the bottom of this. And then in Harris County, you've got a left-wing administrator who replaced the last left-wing administrator who basically stole 10,000 votes. And this goes back to our original accountability discussion about making sure that these people never serve in government, at least in this state, ever again. Is there a way that if these local DAs are more beholden to the anti-American Soros, that they can be, if they refuse to lift a finger to do any prosecution or investigation, that they can be named as co-defendants in these lawsuits because they're part of the problem?
Yeah, certainly. It's up to the legislature. They could pass laws that may allow that potential remedy. They could also, you know, in Florida, I think DeSantis has fired DAs or who aren't doing their job. You know, right now, those are all locally elected. There's all kinds of creative solutions. The challenge is always overcoming the lobby, and the lobby is the district attorney lobby is one of the most powerful lobbies in the state because they have the ability to indict people, and it scares legislators at times to go against them and actually stop some of this corruption going on in these district attorney's offices. So there's definitely creative ideas that could be done this session that would give us a foothold, at least some type of accountability, some type of backup to a sole system where one DA can nullify all of Texas, any Texas law that a DA wants to nullify. They just say, I'm not prosecuting that type of crime.
Right.
And whether it's, you know, whether it's election fraud or whether it's abortion, whatever it is, they are deciding now. And the legislature so far has, even though they're the ones passing the laws, hasn't done anything to remedy that.
And if a lawmaker comes up to you and says, Attorney General Ken Paxton, I want to write a law that's going to help right this ship, will you be willing and able to say, well, this is what you got to do, Representative in the House or Senator?
Absolutely. We're available to anyone, Democrat or Republican, to help them with their legislation, particularly legislation that protects the integrity of our election.
All right. Attorney General Ken Paxton, sir, always appreciate the time you carve out for the Salcedo Show. Have a Merry Christmas to your staff and to your family, and give our best to Senator Paxton as well.
Hey, you too, and get back to Texas soon.
Oh, and I did, as fast as I humanly possibly could. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit two websites. The first website is TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. All the big news in Texas, and it's big news in Texas. It's even bigger around these United States. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.